Get Sleepy is a production of Slumber Studios and is made possible thanks to the generous support of our sponsors and premium members. If you'd like to listen ad-free and access weekly bonus episodes, extra-long stories, and our entire back catalogue, you can try out Premium free for 7 days by following the link in the episode notes. Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, and welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and it's a pleasure to have your company. Tonight's story was inspired by a listener request, and it was written by the very talented Alexandra, one of our regular contributors at Get Sleepy. Marcellus will tell the tale as we learn all about one of the most ordinary yet mysterious things in existence, fire. In the modern world, it's something we might easily take for granted, but our ancestors were fascinated by it. We'll look at a few of their beliefs in tonight's story and gain a deeper appreciation of fire, understanding why a simple flame can be so mesmerizing. If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to hear more episodes and listen completely ad-free, Get Sleepy Premium is the best way to experience the podcast. On the premium feed, you'll have access to our ever-growing catalogue of nearly 500 full-length stories and meditations with no ads whatsoever. You'll also receive a new weekly bonus episode every Thursday. Tomorrow, I'll be reading a story about a young woman living on her own who is preparing to get her very first puppy from a local shelter. To hear that and everything else on our premium feed, go to getsleepy.com/support. You'll have a 7-day free trial when you first sign up to make sure you're enjoying it. That's getsleepy.com/support, or you can simply follow the link in the show notes. Thanks, everyone. Okay, friends, it's time to settle in, to unwind, and leave today behind us. Making sure you're in a comfortable position, begin to breathe a little deeper than your natural rhythm, just for the next few moments. Try to extend the exhale so that it's a bit longer than the inhale. This will help to relax your nervous system and soothe your body and mind. While you enjoy that slower pace of breathing, I'd like to invite you to think of something or someone that invokes a feeling of warmth within. Much like the warmth that a fire in a hearth might bring on a chilly winter's night. Feel that comforting sense of warmth inside your stomach and chest. The feeling of contentment and joy often invokes that sensation within. So, whatever or whomever comes to mind may well be a source of contentment and joy. With one more deep breath in and steady exhale back out, be grateful for that feeling. And be grateful to any experience or any person that brings warmth and contentment to you. And allow that inner warmth to melt away any tension in the body and any disruption in the mind. This is your well-deserved time to rest. So, if you haven't already done so, close your eyes and allow your imagination to picture this scene. It's a beautiful night in the woods. You're sitting comfortably on the ground. And in front of you is a small campfire burning brightly. This is where our story begins.
Flames dance before you, flickering in bright shades of yellow and orange. As the fire burns, it hisses and crackles. These sounds are soothing, filling you with a sense of warmth and peace. Breathing in, you notice the smoky pine scent. You hold your breath for a moment, savoring the fragrance. As you exhale, you feel yourself letting go, relaxing even more. Here in the woods, the air is cool and fresh. But you're dressed warmly, and thanks to the campfire, the temperature is perfect. When you move your hand a little closer, you feel the soft, tingling heat in the air. In this moment, you feel safe and relaxed, and totally at ease. The warmth and light of the campfire transform the space, turning it into a safe, cozy little world. Watching the hypnotic movements of the fire, your mind empties for a moment. Your gaze follows the rapid, shifting patterns of the flames. And the burning embers that drift into the air, carried away by the wind. They're like tiny shooting stars. Then, as you continue to stare into the flames, you find yourself reflecting on the significance of this special experience. You think of your early ancestors, hundreds of thousands of years ago. They gathered by campfires and gazed into the flames. In a way, it's the same experience, the same moment of beauty and wonder. But to early humans, this powerful element must have seemed so much more mysterious. On the one hand, fire was part of everyday life, used for warmth and cooking. But even if humans knew how to start a fire, they didn't really understand where it came from. For them, fire was something magical or supernatural, like a divine spark. Ever since humans discovered fire, there have been myths about its power and its origins. These stories come from all parts of the world, from Native American communities to the islands of Polynesia. But interestingly, many of them share a theme. There are several ancient myths about the theft of fire. In these stories, the character is on a mission to steal fire for the benefit of humanity. Perhaps the most famous example of this kind of story is the ancient Greek myth of Prometheus. The hero steals a sacred fire from the heavens and shares it with humans, which leads to the dawning of civilization. In the myth of Prometheus, fire represents secret knowledge. But in other myths, the hero steals fire for another, simpler reason: to bring light, warmth, and comfort to their community. This is the motive in another ancient myth, the South African tale of Mantis and the ostrich. The story comes from the indigenous San community, and it takes place in the vast, sandy plains of the Kalahari Desert, long, long ago. During the day, the people of the desert lived a peaceful, happy life. They had plenty of food, and they knew how to find fresh water, even in the driest of lands. While the sun was out, they would hunt and explore the golden savanna or the red sands of the desert. But at night, when the moon and stars filled the sky, the desert people were cold. In those days, they didn't know what fire was or where it came from. Families huddled together for warmth, and they had to make do with simple, uncooked food. When darkness fell, the only source of light was the soft glow of the moon and stars. The people had no choice but to go to sleep and wait for the sun to return, bringing with it light, warmth, and happiness. Among these desert people lived a god. He was a shapeshifter who went by many names and many forms. Sometimes he was a praying mantis, but he could also take the form of a snake or antelope. To many, he was known as Mantis. When he saw the people of the desert shivering at night, Mantis decided to help. He would look for a solution, another source of light and warmth. In the desert, there were many kinds of animals: lions, leopards, elephants, antelopes, and countless others. As he roamed the sandy plains, day and night, Mantis watched them all. Then, one day, he noticed something peculiar. He was watching the ostrich, a tall, beautiful bird with a silver plumage. Back then, the ostrich could fly, soaring high above the desert sands. But it was something else that interested Mantis: how the ostrich behaved at mealtime. At dusk, the ostrich would leave the other animals and go to eat in secret. So Mantis decided to follow him. The next day, he hid behind the sturdy trunk of a nearby tree and watched as the ostrich prepared to eat. The ostrich did something remarkable. He lifted a wing, revealing a small, brightly burning fire. Then, with his other wing, he dipped his food into the flames and cooked it. The mouth-watering smell of the cooked food drifted through the air. Even from a distance, the scent was enough to make Mantis hungry. Now he knew that there was another way to enjoy food. And more importantly, there was another kind of light and heat in the desert: the fire of the ostrich. It wasn't fair, thought Mantis. Fire was a gift, and the ostrich was keeping it all to himself. So, Mantis came up with a plan. The next day, he went to visit the ostrich. "I found a wonderful tree," said Mantis. "It's full of succulent yellow plums, the most delicious I've ever tasted. Come quickly, before they're all gone." The ostrich followed Mantis through the desert until they reached the tree. Just as Mantis had promised, the branches were full of juicy yellow plums. The ostrich took a plum from one of the low-hanging branches. It was so sweet, so full of flavor. And in the heat of the afternoon, there was nothing better than a refreshing piece of fruit. He ate, and he ate, until the lower branches were bare. Then Mantis said, "The very best plums are right at the top." The ostrich stood on tiptoe and stretched his long neck, trying to reach the uppermost branches. As he did so, he stretched out his wing for balance, revealing the secret fire. Mantis quickly grabbed the fire from beneath his wing and ran. The ostrich gave chase, but no matter how fast he ran, he couldn't catch up During their race across the desert sands, Mantis shapeshifted and disappeared, all the while cradling the precious flame. At last, the ostrich gave up, accepting that fire was no longer his alone. But ever since, he's been much more careful. Some say that's why the ostrich no longer flies. He keeps his wings pressed against his body. The ostrich's loss was the gain of the desert people. They were delighted when they saw Mantis holding the beautiful flame in his hands. That night, as well as the light of the moon and stars, they had the radiance of the fire. All night long, the people celebrated by the fire, singing and dancing and cooking delicious meals. Now, instead of huddling together to keep warm, they were gathering around the comforting warmth of the campfire. The desert people thanked Mantis for his gift and promised that they would pass this story down through generations. It should never be forgotten how fire had transformed their lives. As you gaze into the flames of your own campfire, you reflect on the importance of fire in different myths. Across the world, it seems that every culture has a myth about the discovery of fire and how it led to a bright new era for humanity. Even though it's seen as something mysterious, fire is also transformative and a symbol of hope. This thought fills you with a sense of peace and calm. Watching the campfire, you feel your mind clearing. As you take a slow, deep breath, inhaling the scent of the trees and the fire, you feel wonderfully relaxed. You're also starting to feel a little sleepy. Soon, you'll climb into your sleeping bag and settle down for the night. But even as your eyelids grow heavy, you're entranced by the bright flames, unable to look away. And a little while later, you find yourself drifting from one thought to another, reflecting on the fire myths once again. You allow your mind to follow the train of thought. Just as there are countless myths about the origin of fire, there are many different religious beliefs involving sacred flames. Fire might be a gift from God, or even a god in itself. To appreciate the universal importance of fire, just consider how many specific deities there are across the world. There are many fire gods. Often these deities are also protective, representing the hearth and the home. Or they may have multiple roles, as the gods of thunder, wind, or volcanoes, as well as fires. A god may embody the powerful, elemental force of fire, as well as its domestic associations. One of the best-known fire deities is the Hindu god Agni. He He's a guardian who acts as a messenger between humans and the gods, moving between the earth and sky. Ugni is sometimes depicted with flaming hair and three heads, representing his different forms: fire, the sun, and lightning. There are so many kinds of fire, and Ugni is present in all of them. He's in comets and lightning, in the flames of religious ritual and ceremony, in domestic fires, and even in the burning energy within us. This powerful force is everywhere. Fire rituals and sacred flames are an important part of Hindu ceremonies. But for centuries, there have been similar practices throughout the world. In ancient Rome, there was the eternal flame of the goddess Vesta, kept burning to honor the goddess and protect the city. And in Jerusalem, Orthodox Christians still celebrate the miracle of the holy fire. Before Easter, flames appear inside the church, spontaneously lighting all the lamps and candles. Here, as in many other ceremonies, the fire is a symbol of hope and resurrection. But the religion most closely associated with fire is perhaps the ancient faith of Zoroastrianism. This religion originated in Iran thousands of years ago. Imagine the remains of an old stone building. It stands on a rocky hill, high above an Iranian city. There's a cylindrical yellow tower, and the crumbling walls of the complex are also a sandy shade of yellow. This is the Zoroastrian Fire Temple, built in Iran around 2,000 years ago. Today, there's no longer any trace of fire here. The final flames went out long ago, and the only heat comes from the sun, shining high above in the clear blue sky. But when this temple was still in use, many rituals involved the fire altar. In fact, the sacred flame was the most important part of the building. In this religion, which is still practiced today, temples are classified by the type of fire burning inside. The highest grade of eternal flame is known as the Fire of Victory. It consists of 16 kinds of fire from various sources, including one from a baker's oven and the flames caused by a lightning strike. These different fires are purified, consecrated, and then combined in order to create a sacred flame that can burn for eternity. In one Iranian fire temple, there is a bronze furnace with a flame that has been burning for 1,500 years. As you imagine these atmospheric temples and their fire altars, you may be wondering, why is fire so revered? In other beliefs and cultures, it's just one of many important elements. But for Zoroastrians, It seems that everything revolves around the symbol of the eternal flame. It's a central part of their worship. However, they're not exactly worshiping the fire itself, but what it represents: purity, divine light, and the burning energy of truth. But although Zoroastrianism is ancient, along with its temples and altars, some things are even older. Even before the birth of religion, in all parts of the world, people would make fires and then gather around. Fire meant light, warmth, food, comfort, and so much more. It's been this way ever since the beginning. Fire is older than culture, older than belief. When you stare into the flames, you're connecting with a kind of heritage, an ancient, shared human experience. Fire is no longer as mysterious as it once was. Through science, we know much more than our ancestors. And yet, whether it's the flame of a single candle or a beautiful bonfire, this element is still mesmerizing. Whatever form it takes, fire is full of symbolic meaning. These thoughts and images slowly fade away as you return your focus to the present. The blazing campfire right before you. Once more, you can feel your mind emptying, becoming a calm, tranquil space, completely immersed in the moment. You become aware of each sense in turn. The vibrant colors of the dancing flames. The comforting, smoky scent. The soft crackle and hiss. And the gentle warmth spreading through your body. You feel so peaceful and comfortable here. But you're also feeling sleepy and ready for bed. The fire is slowly starting to go out too, burning less brightly. Before you go to sleep, there's just one thing left to do. You're grateful for the light and warmth that the fire has provided tonight. But now the evening has come to an end. Slowly and carefully, you extinguish the fire with a bucket of water. Then you use the stick to mix up the water and ashes. Once the last embers have vanished and the air is cooled, you linger for a few minutes, just to be sure. As you wait, you breathe in deeply, noticing how the smell of smoke has been replaced by the fresh scent of evening air, tinged with pine. Without the crackle of the campfire, it's so quiet. Somewhere in the distance, you hear the hoot of an owl. The hush that follows seems even deeper than before. Nothing stirs. And it seems as though the very woods themselves are asleep. Inside your tent, you snuggle down into your sleeping bag. It feels like your own private cocoon. And although the fire has gone out, the sensation of warmth and comfort stays with you. The fire has given you something else too. A feeling of connection with other people. Somehow, there's something deeply reassuring about this shared fascination and experience. You close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. And then, feeling warm, safe, and happy, you drift effortlessly into sleep.